All right, Job chapter number 31. So Job chapter 31, at saka chapter 32, a portion of chapter 32, just really the first five verses of chapter 32, only to introduce Elihu. But so we know that the book of Job, alam natin na nakabahagi siya sa tatlong bahagi. There are three sections to Job. Yung unang section, the prologue, which is prose. It's a regular speech describing Job and the situation and what happened to him. And then yung nasa gitna, yung pinakamahaba, that would be the poetic section where Job makes mention of words, and then his three friends reply, and Job replies in kind and in turn. And it happens in three cycles, tatlong cycles ng dialogue. Ngayon, in the final conclusion of Job, he's going to spend five chapters defending himself. And we're now on the last chapter of his defense. This will be the final chapter that we will hear from Job. We will hear him one last time in chapter 42. But this is his final chapter. And he brings it out. Talagang dinefend niya yung sarili niya sa final chapter na ito. Wala siyang pagkakamali, wala siyang pagkukulang. I would say this, almost to a fault, where Job asserts himself as being self-righteous. And that is the fundamental problem and sin of Job. As he presents himself as an innocent man, he mistakenly asserts his self-righteousness. Dito, we don't fault him much because this is inherent in every one of us. Yung attitude na, well, hindi naman ako mali. Wala akong pagkakamali. Wala akong pagkukulang. Likas sa tao na ang akala niya yung kanyang sarili ay okay. It is natural for man to think that he is okay, but he is not okay. He's got a problem. And so, sabi sa isip ni Job, I'm okay. I'm a good guy. And Lord, why is this happening to me? And truthfully, is Job a good man? Truthfully, is he a perfect, upright, eschew with evil man? Absolutely. In human standards, his externals are check. Everything's okay, morally speaking. And we'll find more of Job's righteousness and endurance here in chapter 31. But underneath all the external is a heart problem that is native and inherent in every man, and that is sin and pride and self-righteousness. And that's something that Elihu is going to rebuke Job about. And Elihu is actually correct in his rebuke. Now, the three friends, they were excellent communicators, but they were on the wrong. Job is in the right, but he's a terrible communicator. So we have that going on as well. Now, so at the chapter 31, Job's declaration of his innocence. So, and we'll find all different areas of life that Job is saying, look, I did this right, I did this right, I did this right, I did this right. Why is this happening to me? And he's blaming, he's really blaming the Lord. Lord, you're to be my protector. Now you are my punisher. You know, what did I do? I didn't do anything wrong. And eventually Job will come to realization that, well, I really tried my best to do right, but I have inherent sin in my heart, and I repent of that. And so Job comes around as well. And so that's a good thing. Then in chapter 32, we are introduced to a fourth friend. So yung Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, meron palang ikaapat, and he's introduced for the first time in chapter 32. Ito si Elihu. At siya sigurado ang pinakabata sa apat na kaibigan ni Job dahil hindi siya nagsalita hanggang sa huli. And Elihu will have 4 speeches. And so, quite lengthy, but he did hold his tongue and now he's ready to let loose. And a lot of what Elihu says is right. And so we'll look at all that next week. But for now, we'll just introduce him in chapter 32. So, unang 5 verses sa chapter 32. Hanggang dun lang tayo tonight. Alright, so let's look at chapter 31, verses 1 to 4. Job chapter 31, verses 1 to 4. This becomes Job's final rejoinder. So, this is it. This is his last defense of himself. Chapter 31, verses 1 to 4. Let's read it together. Ready? I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of God is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask God that the Holy Spirit of God would be our teacher and our guide as we look at the scriptures and we consider Job an upright man, although he is wrong in his self-righteous attitude. So I pray that we would learn how to deal with people that are hurt. Help us also to learn not to assert ourselves, but to exalt and magnify Jesus Christ instead. I pray that you would speak to hearts. I pray that we would learn something valuable in these chapters. We pray that you help us now. Forgive us and cleanse us of our sin. Let nothing between you and I, Lord, and as far as sin, may it be forgiven and taken out, Lord, I pray. Help us now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, first of all, Job presents the case of his purity. Yung kanyang kalinisan. Look at verse number 1. He said, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Now, one of the problems in our day and age is the problem of pornography and sin in the visual aids or the visual medium. So kung papansinin mo yung mga billboards, malaswak. Pansinin mo yung mga commercial, malaswak. Pansinin mo yung music, malaswak. Bakit ang daming karumihan sa lipunan natin? Diyaryo. Jeepney. Jeepney lang. May kalaswaan. Why are we bombarded, inundated in a world full of sin, pornography, or filthy images? Those can affect us. Our eyes can affect us. And so Job said, I made a covenant with mine eyes. So he had a vow to God, a promise to the Lord. I am going to protect my eyes. And so, young people, listen very carefully. You better be very careful what you watch, what you see. Kung anong pinanonood ninyo. Huwag niyong hayaan na kung anong malaswa ang dumating, manatili kayo doon nanonood or whatever. I tell you right now, you can undo sanctification in less than 3 seconds. That's how evil images are. And here we are. Oh, it's like nothing. It's no big deal. It is a big deal. It's horrible. It's terrible. And it's not just in the visual. It's in the audio. You listen to the words of the music that's being typed in the stores, in the malls, out in the market, everywhere. It's like, is anybody listening to what it's saying? It's so dirty and so wrong. And so you have to protect yourself. And so Job said, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think? You better watch out what you think about. Watch out what you watch, what you see. You better check your mind that you're thinking on the right things. Let me say something. You won't act a fool if you don't think like a fool first. And so watch out for the eyes and the mind. And so Job said, I did that. For what portion of God is there from above, and what inheritance of the Almighty from on high, is not destruction to the wicked and strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? God sees everything that I do. And so I know he'll judge the wicked. He'll destroy the wicked and punish the workers of iniquity. So I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want to participate in sin and wrong. So if people are in sin and in wrong, it doesn't matter if they're in the majority. We're not going to go along with that. And so we put standards so that we don't violate biblical convictions. So kaya meron tayong standard para hindi mabali ang salita ng Diyos. Alright, so halimbawa, a good standard is kapag ang pelikula ay rated R, hindi ko panunorin yan. Oh, hindi naman, bangagi lang malaswa sa rated R. Oh, kaya nga, hindi ko panunorin yan. Bakit? Pinoprotektaan ko yung conviction ko na ayaw kong masama sa kamalian. So, I create an artificial standard to protect a biblical conviction. So, may standard ako. Oh. Standard, pag parental guidance, nako, wag na lang. Aksaya lang ng panahon yan. General. Pwede sa general. Oh, yun. Pwede kong panoorin. Pag nanood ako, I will only watch half an hour, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. That's it. That is a standard. Para hindi apat na oras nanonood ka, sayang yung oras mo, sayang yung buhay mo. And so on and so forth. You learn to make a covenant with your eyes. Learn to derive and create standards. Pagdating sa music, kapag may nagbanggit ng bad words or ungodly words, I turn it off. I don't care if it's nice music or what, if it is anti-Christ, anti-God, rock music, turn it off. It's a standard. Bakit? Para hindi ma-influence yung isip ko, yung puso ko na gumawa ng mali. Music is very, very powerful. And so are images. And so we have to really ask the Lord. You have to have a relationship with the Lord. Lord, is this pleasing to you? Lord, is this something that can glorify you? Oh, kung hindi naman nag-glorify ang Panginoon, pang entertainment lang, baka siguro pwede 15 minutes na lang. Imbis na buong gabi, puyat ka. Oh. Walang napapala. Hindi naman nagiging matino ang isip. Nagiging worldly minded. Na imagination. Yung buhay natin, hindi imagination. That's a devilish trick. No, mawala ka na lang sa imagination. No. No. So, we make a covenant with the eye. We protect the mind. We remind ourselves about God counting all my, seeing my, all my ways and counting all my steps. Count all my steps. Pati kung saan ako pupunta, nakabilang na yan. So, Job is a very pure man. Look at chapter, verse number 5 to 8. Verse 5 to 8. Notice how Job is just in his dealings. He's fair. He's honest. Chapter 31, verse 5 to 8. If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot hath hastened to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance that God may know mine integrity. If my step hath turned out of the way, and mine heart walked after mine eyes, and if any blot hath cleaved to mine hands, then let me sow, and let another eat, let my offspring be rooted out. So Job is saying, if I've ever treated anybody dishonestly, may God judge me. And it's true. We don't find Job a very dishonest man. We find him to be a man of integrity and honesty in his dealings with people. So that's a good thing. So next, chapter, verse 9 to 12. Notice Job's fidelity to his wife. He's a one-man woman. A one-man woman for life. So you see there, verse 9. If mine heart have been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, let my wife grind unto another. That means make her a slave to another man. That's terrible. Let others bow down upon her. Make her basically a servant. For this is an heinous crime. What does Job think of adultery and fornication? He says it's a heinous crime. Yea, it is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. Iniquity to be punished by the judges. Imagine that. Buti nga, ay, dito ako hanga sa Pilipinas. Adultery can land you in jail in the Philippines. That's great. Yeah. If a man is immoral and found to be immoral with another woman, they can land both of them in jail. Amen. Lock him up. Job agrees with that. That's biblical. But not in the USA. Wala na sa US yan. Sa USA, that's a personal matter. We don't judge that. No, there's no hardly any consequence to adultery and fornication and the busting up of a marriage. In the USA, well, whatever. That's their personal business. So how sad the destruction of Western civilization. So darating din ang time, i-challenge yan sa Pinas. Eh yung Pilipinas, gustong ma-impress ang buong daigdig. So susunod din ang Pilipinas doon, eventually. Oh. Mawawala din yan. So, how sad. But think of Job's fidelity. He is faithful to his wife. If I have been deceived... By the way, verse 9. If mine heart have been deceived by a woman... See, how do you prevent yourself from being deceived by a woman? You guard your heart. You guard your heart. And by the way, if you have been deceived by a woman, whose fault is it? You are the woman. You. So ikaw ha, wag mong sabihin, wag mong gamitin yung ginamit ni Adam. It is the woman you gave me. She's the reason why. No, Adam, you are the idiot. You're the fool. So wag mong sisihin, I've been deceived by a woman. Well, whose heart has been deceived? Certainly not your neighbors, but you. So don't do that. You guard your heart. So you guard your eyes. You guard your mind. You guard your heart. So that's so important. Now, look at Job's fairness or impartiality. Yung trato niya sa tao. He's very fair. Look at verse 13 to 15. If I did despise the cause of my manservant or of my maidservant when they contended with me, what then shall I do when God riseth up and when he visiteth? What shall I answer him? Doth not he that made me in the womb make him? And did not one fashion us in the womb? For if I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten... Oh, sorry. verse 15, did not he that made me in the womb make him, and did not one fashion us in the womb? So, Job is saying, look at how I treat my maidservant and my manservant, my slaves, my servants. Did I mistreat them? Did I not compensate them properly? Did I not honor them? And did I overwork them? No, he said, no. In the reality of the matter is, we're equal. We're both made in the womb. We're both made from one creator. I'm not better than my servant. And so Job is a very honest and upright, impartial man. He's against oppression, against the abuse of slaves, for sure. So, look at his attitude towards the poor, his attitude towards those that are poor. Verse 16 to 23. Verse 16 to 23. If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel myself alone, and the fatherless hath not eaten thereof, for from my youth he was brought up with me as with a father, and I have guided her from my mother's womb. If I had seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering, if his loins have not blessed me, if he were not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I had lifted up my hand against the fatherless and saw that my help when I saw my help in the gate, then let mine arm fall from my shoulder blade and my arm be broken from the bone. For destruction from God was a terror to me, and by reason of His highness I could not endure. So look at how I treat the poor. If they're hungry, I give them food. If they're clothed, if they're naked, I give them clothing. And if I don't treat the poor correctly, God judge me. That's what he's saying. So what is Job doing? He's saying, I'm a good guy. I'm an innocent man. I take care of my eyes. I take care of my heart. I take care of my mind. I take care of my finances. I take care of my servants. I take care of the poor. He's making the last appeal to his righteousness, his goodness. Look at verse 24 to 28. Dito naman natin makikita, he worshiped God in a pure manner. He didn't fall into idolatry. In fact, he hated idolatry. Verse 24 to 28. If I have made gold my hope, or have said to my fine gold, thou art my confidence, for if I rejoice because my wealth was great, because mine hand hath gotten much, if I beheld the sun when it shine, or the moon walking in brightness, and my heart have been secretly enticed, or my mouth have kissed my hand. That's a practice of idolatry to cut the style of a sun or a star marking in your hands or skin and then kissing it. It's a worship to the idolatrous gods. So, verse 28. So you see that this also were an iniquity to be punished by the judge, for I should have denied the God that is above. So you see, I'm worthy to be punished because idolatry is iniquity, and it is it denies God. So let me say something. If you're involved in worshiping idols, it's because you're denying God. It's clear in the Bible. It's clear in the Scriptures. We don't use idols to worship the Lord. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so look here. Wala tayong idols. We don't have candles. We don't have idols. We don't do anything visual and say this is a representation of the Lord. We don't do that. We don't worship anything except the living and true God. And if we're involved in idolatry, we're to be judged, and we're denying God. So Job is careful. Even his money, he didn't worship his money. It didn't influence him in his worship of God. So look at Job's love for people. Verse 29, hanggang 32, his love for people. If I rejoice at the destruction of him that hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him, neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. If the men of my tabernacle said not, oh, that we had of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveler. So, tingnan mo yung malasakit niya sa tao. Kung meron akong tao na gusto kong maghiganti, gusto kong awayan siya, imbis na sumpain ko siya, I say words of blessing and prayer for him. If he needs a place to stay, I even offer my house to the traveler. He's a hospitable man and not revengeful. He loves people. So, Look at his repentance. Tingnan mo yung repentance ni Job, verse 33. If I covered my transgressions as Adam by hiding mine iniquity in my bosom. So, what Job is saying here is, I'm not like Adam. Adam hid his transgression. Paano tinago ni Adam yung kanyang kasalanan? Yung babae na binigay mo sa akin. Kaya ako nagkasala kasi yung babae. So, did that work? Did God say, oh, okay, I see. No, God held Adam responsible. Now, Job is saying, if I cover transgressions as Adam, so I'm not like Adam. I don't hide my transgression. If I have sinned, I confess it before the Lord. So that's a mark of repentance. Look at verse 34 to 40. Ito na yung final appeal ni Job sa Diyos. And he's void of hypocrisy here. He's a very honest man. Verse 35. Oh, that one would hear me. He's saying, oh God, I want you to hear me. Oh, that one would hear me. Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that mine adversary had written a book. Surely I would take it upon my shoulder and bind it as a crown to me. I would declare unto him the number of my steps, as a prince would I go near unto him. And if my land cry against me, that the furrows likewise thereof complain, if I have eaten the fruits thereof without money, or have caused the owners thereof to lose their life, let the thistles grow instead of wheat and the cuckle instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. So, Lord, if I'm not innocent, if I did sin, everything that I do, let God curse me. Let God curse me. And so that's his final appeal. So I wish God would answer. Why is this happening to me? Lord, I want you to answer, because if you could respond, then I would tell you how innocent I am. I'm innocent. So, this is Job's last final words here. So, cockle basically means noisome weeds. Yung mga damo, mga damuhan. So let thistles, yung thorns and thistles, grow instead of wheat, and weeds instead of barley, if, in fact, I am not innocent. So, sinasabi niya ni Job, sumpay na lang ako ng Diyos kung hindi talaga ako makatotohanan sa kanya. So, Job doesn't have hypocrisy. So, what is Job's problem? He looks great. He's against adultery. He's against fornication. He's against dishonesty, he's against oppression, he's for taking care of the poor, he's for showing hospitality, he's against idolatry. What's Job's problem? Well, let's look at chapter 32. So these three men cease to answer Job. So tapos na yung tatlo, hindi na sila magre-respond kay Job. Medyo mahaba yung sinabi ni Job. Because he was righteous in his own eyes. Sa mata niya, wala siyang pagkakamali. Iyan ang kamalian ni Job. And that's Job's problem. Job is righteous in his own eyes. Have you ever dealt with someone who really thinks they are never wrong? Or they didn't make a mistake, or they're not at fault. Luma na, it's an old attitude. Even Job fell for that. You show somebody a sin or a problem or an error, and the answer is, I didn't do it. Not me. Huh? I'm innocent. I don't see anything wrong with that. Verse 2. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, of the kindred of Ram, against Job, was his wrath kindled. Because here's another problem of Job. He justified himself rather than God. So this is an honest assessment of Job's problem. Ito problem number two. He justified himself before, rather than God. So imbis na ang focus niya ay sa Diyos, yung focus niya ay sa sarili niya. He is self-righteous, self-focused. Now, listen to me very carefully. Ang ugat ng mga problema natin ay yung isip natin patungkol sa sarili natin. Kapag inuuna natin ang sarili, kapag pinoprotekta natin ang sarili, kapag hindi natin nakikita ang kamalian ng sarili, matitisod tayo. Yung focus natin dapat nasa Diyos, hindi sa sarili natin. If you're focused on yourself, you're liable for pride, you're liable to feel pity for self, you're liable to depression, you're liable to sink because your attention is on self. And so the remedy is to justify not self, but to focus and justify God. And so Elihu will help here. Verse 3, also against his three friends was his wrath kindled. So hindi lang siya galit kay Job dahil sa akala ni Job matuwid siya sa sarili niyang mata at saka focus siya sa sarili niya. And it's true. If you notice, all of Job's, it's very true. All of Job's retort is a defense of self. He's also angry at the three friends because they had found no answer and yet condemned Job. Kaya naman siya galit dun sa tatlo kasi yung tatlo, hinatulan na nila si Job. Pero wala silang ebidensya. They don't have evidence that Job sinned. And yet they said, yes, Job, you're a sinner. We know it. Well, where's your evidence? Well, can't you see this is the judgment of God? Well, other than that, is there another evidence? Can you prove that he sinned against the Lord? Can you call one of the servants to testify against him? Can you ask his wife if he was an adulterer? Can you call anybody to testify against Job? No. No evidence. And yet we condemned him. And that's their mistake. And Elihu called them on that. So, verse number 4. Now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken because they were elder than he. So there's respect. So, whoever this Elihu is, he's on the right. He has proper manners. He's not, you know, children should be seen and not heard. Verse number 5, when Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. Now, did you notice wrath? Be careful when you're dealing with wrath and anger. Really be careful. Kasi pwede kang magbitaw ng mga salita sa galit na hindi mo pwedeng bawiin. Be very careful when you get to wrath and anger. Now, Elihu will speak truth even though he's in wrath. So there is a way to have righteous indignation. Meron naman totoong righteous indignation. Pero sabihin ko talaga, mas madaling magkasala kapag mainit ang ulo. So be careful about these things. Now, one thing before I close, because we're done, we're just introducing Elihu. Who is Elihu? Well, verse number 2 says, Elihu's the son of Barachel. There you have it. So he's the son of Barachel. That doesn't say much. The Buzzite. Well, there you go. He's a Buzzite. So his dad, his name is Buzz. Go to Genesis chapter 22. So meron bang Buzz sa Bible? Is there a man named Buzz? Well, yes. Go to Genesis chapter 22. So if I'm just saying, if this is Buzz, and Elihu is a Buzzite, he could very well be in relationship to this guy. Genesis chapter 22, verse 20. Genesis chapter 22, verse 20. This is the last two verses here. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she had also borne children unto thy brother Nahor. So who is Abraham's brother? Nahor. So Nahor and Abraham were brothers. Nahor had three children. Verse 21. Huz, his firstborn, and Buz, his brother. Huz and Buz, the Huz and Buz brothers. And yung ikatlong anak, Kemuel, the father of Aram. So there you have it. Huz, Buz, and Cuz. I'm kidding, no. It's Kemuel. Kulang na lang si Kemuel, but naging Kemuel, hindi na lang Cuz. Yeah, Huz, Buz, and Cuz. Anyway, but there you have Buz. So look at this carefully. Buz is a son of Abraham's brother. And if Elihu is related to Buz, then it could very well be the book of Job happened around the time of Abraham. And so we have that. And by the way, it says here, Buzite of the kindred of Ram. Sino itong Ram? Abraham. It could be a shortened version of Abraham. Ram. So you have that. Huz and Buz. The Huz and Buz brothers. Anyway. Nahor's children. So that's why we say Job is during the patriarchs. Psalm is during David. And in Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon is under Solomon. So patriarchal, Davidic, and Solomonic. Yan yung books of wisdom in the Old Testament. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the principles of Scripture that we see. We're learning more about Job and his final appeal. He's right in the externals and right in everything. But what a great error to be right in one's own eyes and to justify self instead of God. I pray, Lord, that we would examine our hearts, that we do not justify ourselves or magnify ourselves or protect ourselves, but rather surrender ourselves under the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to know that we are not right in our own eyes, that maybe other people could see our sin and we can't. So help us to receive rebuke. Help us to receive correction. Help us to be submissive to the hand of Almighty God and justify Him instead of self. Help us to practice these things, Lord. Help us to control that wrath. Put it under the blood and respond in faith instead of flesh. We love you, Lord. Ask your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.